right now, but don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. Stay close by. I believe God wants to speak in this house today. I want you to hear again some of the things that we've experienced. Greg read for us Ephesians 3 and 20 this morning. And that was a powerful moment, because what happens with that particular scripture is Paul is praying. Rather, Paul is in a prayer mode, trying to get these things that he's talked about to us, to get us to realize them and to get us to begin to operate in them. And his prayer was that we get it. Y'all know, back in 2021, maybe we were talking about Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, when God said, when Paul said, "Bless the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, because he has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing that comes from heaven." What is in heaven? Paul was saying, you got it already. Wow, isn't that amazing to have a faith that will let me take advantage of kingdom stuff in this world that I live in today? Isn't that something? Paul says, "Bless the Lord, the God and Father of our Lord, who has blessed us in Christ Jesus." And listen, last time I checked that word "every," it meant every. Just what it say. Every. It's inclusive. Every spiritual blessing that comes from heaven is available to you in Christ Jesus. How many of you believe that today? Are y'all still in denial in 2024? After God done brought you through these perilous times, these 2021s, all of this change that's happening in our very lives, and you still can't see the blessings of God, then this is something for you today. This is a reminder for you today. This is a time where revival, a time where restoration can take place in your life, a time for hope rebuilding can happen, a time where peace can enter into your space, a time where you can choose joy, a time where you can just experience how much love God has for you. Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. How many of you believe that today? He's here. All that he has made available is here. So we emphasize that area during a few years back, and have been building upon that. And then last year, y'all got a little weary with me when I was stuck on Ephesians chapter 2. Y'all thought I was stuck. But it's all about the building. It's all about the making up of the people who God has given so much. It's all about reminding you as to who you are and whose you are. Ephesians 2 and 10, y'all must thought I was kind of like a stuck record, but I was trying to let you know that you're God's accomplishment. You're God's finished work. You are God's finished work. You are God's, God put something in us to where all of these things that he has promised can come to fruition. God wanted you to know in that verse that you're his accomplishment, that you are created in Christ Jesus, our Savior, to do good things. And it was a plan of God. He planned it in such a way that that it is the way that we live our lives. You know, folks still think they can live their lives like they want to live their lives. And you can, and you can. You can do whatever the heck you want to do. It's a choice. One thing about God, he ain't taking your choices away from you. He ain't taking none of that away from you. He ain't forcing you. He's just allowing you to live it out, and you're going to find out who is the way. You're going to find out who has the way. You'll find out that who has the truth. You'll find out where the light is. Some of y'all are in some dark places. Some of us have experienced some dark times. But you still have Jesus. Not yet focused. Not yet built up. Not yet mature enough. But you still have Jesus available to you. All you got to do is turn it up. While you're turning it up out there, trying to get with it with the world, you ought to be thinking about this year, I'm going to turn it up with God. I'm going to turn on the light of my salvation. I'm going to live, and I'm not just talking stuff here this morning. I'm talking some real truths that you might ought to consider today. Turn in to yourself. Take what you can out of what we're talking about here this morning for the new year. Some of you made some new year resolutions. I'm gonna, and already you ain't doing none of it. Some of you are putting it off till the next time, and you ain't done, ain't got no real convictions about doing any of that. Wow. But this one, you might ought to consider it for your life's sake, for your health's sake, for your journey's sake. Because I guarantee you, I don't know what tomorrow holds. But I am thankful I know who holds tomorrow. And I'm going to be locked in to the one who holds tomorrow. I don't know what the Supreme Court going to do, but I know who holds my tomorrow. It ain't the Supreme Court. I don't know what the stock market's going to do. I don't know what the United Methodist Church is going to do. But I know who holds tomorrow. And I know who I am. And I know whose I am. So I worked it. I worked it all as best I could, talking to you about the instead, what it could be versus what it is in Christ Jesus. He's put us in a new position. He put us in a new place. He put us on a firm foundation that where we can build our lives on, despite what we might be encountering. Whoo! He put you in that position if you would just yet hold on to it by faith. Come what may, hold on to it by faith. Trust that God's got the outcome. But watch this now. He only has the outcome when you're in his will and in his way. Now, when you're in your own way, you might need to check that. When you're in your own way, you might need to check that and see that, you know, I'm doing my thing. And I ain't even got his thing in mind. I'm doing mine. And I'm expecting him to work my thing out. When that ain't even the lick. Can I say that this morning? That ain't even the lick. That ain't even the idea. That's not even the concept. The foundation is this. And these are the principles that you have to operate by. You have to operate in these principles. I know I'm saying a whole lot here, and I knew it was going to happen, because if I stay out, I come back. Jesus said at times in chapter 2, at times you were without Christ, you were aliens rather than citizens of Israel and strangers to the covenant of God's promises. And he said, in this world you didn't have any hope and you didn't have any God. That's chapter 2. He said, but now thanks to Christ Jesus, you who once were so far away have been brought near. Y'all know Israel is God's chosen people. And he's included the Gentile nation. He said, now you are. You are part of that same movement that I have going on in Israel through the prophets. Those individuals who are going through all of the challenges of this life might look like the enemy is winning. But here it is, y'all. God done already wrote the story. He wrote it in Christ Jesus for us. And he's included us in the victory package. Last night, some of y'all were really happy. Go Texans. Go texting. You got in the game. You got in the game. You got in the playoffs. You went through some stuff. You got a coach and you got a quarterback that got you into the playoffs. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But watch this. God said, you got a coach, you got a quarterback that's got you in the playoffs. Now, whether or not the Texans win from here, you're in the playoffs. But our difference is we are winners. We are more than conquerors. Anything that comes your way, you handle that. It's already handled. But you got to know the game plan. You got to know the strategy. And you got to believe it enough to follow it through. You got to have faith in it. Y'all know them boys. They send them boys down that football thing. They give them a play. They give them a strategy. I want you to go here, do it like this. Then you make a fake here, them to do this. And the ball will be there for you. If they do it, chances and everything's clicking, chances are that ball going to be right there. Going to be right there. And I've seen it. I've seen it a number of times. I mean, he followed the plan. He understood the strategies of the defense, and he put a play together and ran that thing. All of a sudden, that boy was there. Like they were connected. Woo! I'm trying to get in my sermon this week, Reverend. But they were connected. They were connected. And that's how it is with us in Christ Jesus. We have a connection to Christ. And Christ wants to be more than a conqueror. Christ wants to do all things. Y'all talk, say, I want to do all. Look, how we say it? We say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You sure can when you are connected. When you are operating, when you are using his strategy, his plan, when you are in his will and in his way, God unleashes a power source that makes those kind of things. So Paul was trying to tell them, y'all, Paul was trying to tell them what you got. What kind of people you are, who you are, and whose you are. And then in Ephesians chapter 3, we find Paul praying. He done told them something, y'all. And y'all read this one for me this year. Read this one for me this year. He told them in Ephesians 3 about bestowing upon them the full measure of blessings, so that his grace will, they can operate in the grace like it's an entitlement, because it is. Y'all want to be entitled to all of these other things? If you ain't saw your entitlement in this, You wasting your time if you think because you are somebody, because your family was somebody up in the church and all of that kind of stuff. You're missing the mark. You better find your entitlement because of Christ. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. You better make sure that you are connecting to your endowment that is in Christ. Paul praying this prayer, y'all. He praying this thing, y'all. He like the old preacher down there sweating this thing, trying to get a connection to heaven and lift them up so that they can begin to live their life. He praying to God that he would bestow on them the full measure. Y'all know what the full measure is? It's all of it. Not partial. That they would live in the full measure of Christ. Every bit of what God says. Healing? Full measure. Disease? Full measure. I'm praying that you can have the abundance. Y'all do know that abundance is what Jesus is all about. Scripture say you can have life more abundantly. The full measure. Every bit of it. You ain't got to be clicheing it. I'm too blessed to be stressed. You can be so blessed that you're not stressed. You can be. You are. You are. Too blessed to be stressed. If it's stressing you, you need to change your strategy. If it's stressing you, you need to call an audible right now. Change your game plan. Change your game plan because obviously it ain't working. Obviously, the defense, the enemy, still has you bamboozled. Obviously, the enemy realizes that you ain't playing by God's book. And I can knock you down every time. I can get to you anytime. I can get to the quarterback. I can cause some kind of confusion in the backfield. I can create some disturbance. And I can take some advantages of you. I might not win the game, but I can sure make it hard for you. Oh, y'all don't hear me this morning. Sure don't. God is saying to you, hey, Paul is praying for you, hey, here it is right here. God, everything God wants for you, you can have it in full measures of it. Because I want to show the world something in you. I want to give you every way that's befitting to your higher calling. Every bit of it, Pat. Every bit of your higher calling. How many of you know that we are citizens of the kingdom? We are aliens down here. I sure hope I got some ears to hear this morning. We're aliens down here. We're on a planet, y'all, that is not of ours. Because we have a God that has elevated us beyond it. We have a God who has looked beyond our faults and saw our needs and gave us a plan and gave us a strategy and gave us power to be more than conquerors. Gave us hope. Gave us opportunities to have peace in this life. Woo! Gave us an opportunity to know love on a higher level. The superficial love we talking about around here. Come on now, give me a break. You can't know love if you don't know Christ. If you don't know God, who is the epitome of love, what is all this other stuff? You ever given that some thought? I know I'm going. Let me get back to the script. To be God's people, you have everything that you need, is all I'm trying to say. But you got to live the practical form. And when you live the practice, the results are suitable fruit. Jake told me we were having some conversation and I was giving a testimony. See, Jake gave me some seeds. Gave me some mustard green seeds. I planted some earlier. I'm talking about Jake right back here. I planted some earlier. And I said, Jake, man, these things ain't come up. What's up? Jake said, well, this is the season to plant. And he said, let me give you some seeds. And I want you to plant them. Don't plant them deep. Well, there was my flaw right there. I was planting them bad boys deep. Mine, Jake said, don't plant them deep. He said, in a few days, you're going to start seeing some things happen. I followed Jake's instructions. Y'all, that thing has been giving up some fruit. It's been giving up some mustard green. My wife calling me Farmer Phillips. Amen, life. She see me over those little patch of greens, and I'm pulling. I'm pulling on those leaves, y'all, and putting them in my little bucket and stuff and filling up a bucket every time. I'm bent all over, y'all, trying to make sure that I get all of it and keep it opened up. I'm doing all of those things that are characteristic of a farm because I'm yielding. It is yielding its fruit. In due season, glory to God. Glory to God. And Paul's praying. Boy, I hope y'all can get your lives to adjust in such a way that you can begin to yield the fruit that are available to you in Christ. That you will have a practical form and that you will, that these forms of operation will lead you to a suitable fruit. To be brightened and to be elevated by your relationship to Christ. So he started praying in verse 16 and he said, Lord, I ask you that you will strengthen them in their inner selves from the riches of your glory through the Spirit. Woo! That's strong, McKinney, because it connects. It connects to a model church in the community where the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, makes the difference. Paul praying that thing, y'all. He's praying, and I ask you, strengthen us in through the Spirit. I ask that through Christ, Christ will live in our hearts through faith. I ask that we will have strong roots in love. I ask that you will have the power to grasp the width of love, the length of love, the height of love, the depth of love together. Not in isolation, not in cliques, not in all of these things that we do. He said, I ask that we do it together. Not just with McKinney, but also with all believers. One powerful movement. One powerful thing. This is Ephesians. I want you to connect with Ephesians. I want you to connect with the people in Ephesus. I want you to connect the people in Colossae. I want you to connect with the people in Philippi. I want you to connect with the people that are in Asia Minor. I want you to connect with all of God's people, so that you can be one powerful movement and you can show the world the power in Christ Jesus. I know I'm preaching a little strong and long right about now. But Paul was saying, I just ask that you'll know the love of Christ that is beyond knowledge, so that you will be filled entirely with the fullness God. He said, I want you, Steve, to be filled to the brim with God. I pray it. My prayer for McKinney, my prayer for all of the listeners that we might even encounter this year, is the same prayer. But come on now. Don't come by osmosis. You gotta do something about it. You gotta be practical in your living. You can't just walk it. What is it? Walk it up? Walk it in? How'd that song go? Walk it out? Y'all. Greg, what is it? Tell me what it is. Don't y'all leave me hanging like this. I got it? Walk it out? You can't just walk it out. Think you gonna walk into the kingdom. Blessings. Some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about, but many of you do. Wow. See, y'all, this year, and I'm done. This baptism business, this sacrament business is who we are. You were baptized. You were cleansed. Amen. I ran into something the other day about Ezekiel saying something about baptism and the Spirit and all of this. In Ezekiel 36 and 25 through 27, he said, I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all of your impurities and from all of your idols. I will. How many of you believe in the I wills of God? I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone, and I will give you a new heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep what I have put in place as law. Where are you in the I will? Perhaps revival means to us that we need to reconsider who we are and whose we are. Perhaps we could need to consider Jesus' baptism. Perhaps we need to consider even our own baptism and what kind of position it put us in. From a pure position so that we can absorb every bit of what God has for us. This year when you take communion, this year when you remember baptism, we're going to have a baptism service on the third Sunday of this month. And as you remember your baptism, we want you to reflect at this as a part of the legacy that God has left for us concerning himself. If you want to be a better you in 2024, be true to yourself first. Stop lying to yourself with excuses. And then you use excuses to make it feel good. Stop doing that. Own it. And send it to hell where it belongs. And bring it to God. Bring it to God. We say, to thine own self be true. And then bring it to God. And say, hey, God, I'm tripping on this. You know, could you give me a strategy to whereby I might stay in your will? Because the devil's strategy is winning. I don't feel no joy. I don't feel no peace. God, what's the next move? Call the play, God. Call the play. I pause in the huddle of prayer so you can call the play. And when you tell me what to do by your spirit, then I'll make my next move. Before I go off, God, I pause. What's the next move, God? The enemy is busy. What's the next move, God? I pause. I pause in the huddle. When we break huddle, God, I'm something finna go down. And I choose your will and your way, your proven will, because I want to remain in this joy that I have that the world didn't give, the world can't take away. I want to remain in this hope that I have in you. I want to remain in this peace that I have in you all this year, and I want to grow up in that so I can be known as such. And my life will be a life that proclaims you, even if I ain't saying nothing about you. They can see it. They can know it. And even they can recognize it when it comes in the room. Oh, ain't gonna be no stuff today. Because the presence of one of God's children, woo, is in the house. I'm gonna stop right here this year. But my challenge for you is that y'all stop playing these checkerboard moves when it's a chessboard strategy that's required in 2024. And this time next year, you'll have a praise on your lips. This time next year, you won't come in here so drab. This time next year, you be on fire. It may not be bubbling over like some of these bubbly personalities, but what's on the inner side of you, it'll show up. It'll show up. God has done so much for us, y'all, and it's time for us to appreciate what he's done. Show the value. That's what my word for appreciation is show somebody some value. That's what appreciate means. Showing value. How valuable is what God did for you when he hung, bled, and died on the cross? We take up on his blood. We take on the sacrificial elements, iconic blood and bread. When we baptize in the same spirit that we were baptized in, show some value. Don't continue to remain as children. Cynthia, you can put up my title now of my sermon, because I'm just getting started in Jesus' name. Amen.